And one of the tips that fits with Scripture is praising others and seeing good in other people.
Yeah, Scripture talks a lot about we're supposed to speak well of other people that we know. And we aren't able to make real changes by criticizing people.
Right.
They're not going to be attracted to that. And instead, what happens is when you begin to criticize them, they get resentful of you. Often we say on this program that there's a lot of power in the tongue, because that's what James talks about, that there's the ability in the tongue to build someone up and encourage someone, or there's power in the tongue to tear somebody down. People do like to be around people who are encouragers and not naysayers all the time.
It would be hard to witness to someone if you just spent 20 minutes telling them how pathetic their lifestyle was.
Well,
I wouldn't want to listen to you either.
And then think about the people that you really like to be around in the church. Usually those are the ones who are encouraging most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big plus.
With emotion and from the heart.
So not like that.
Right. But with emotion and pouring your life into your story.
Do you think that sometimes it's that we're so used to the change and the initial transformation that we had when we became saved that we lose some of the excitement? I mean, do you think that's part of what goes on with people, is that we forget how incredible it was? Especially like I was saved when I was a child. I'm grateful for this, but it's not like some people I know where they became Christians later in their life and the transformation has been so incredible. And I think that's the part that we have to grab onto. There needs to be some kind of joy. The Scripture talks about the joy of our salvation and the gratitude that we have towards the Lord and the awe and the goodness of God and His love for us. If you tell your story and it's authentic, and you have been changed, and you are evidencing the joy of the Lord, you're going to win people over.
It would make good sense. Who wouldn't want that?
Mm-hmm. And one of the tips that we didn't cover has to do with this. If you have joy, obviously you're going to have a smile on your face. A smile is infectious, and everybody loves a happy and joyous person. People just like that. So with Christ, our state of mind will really shine through and make us shine. It makes us aware, first of all, of the goodness of God in our life, and then it shows forth when we're focusing on that, we're being mindful of who God is, what He says. And people often notice the joy that we have even in the middle of very difficult circumstances. So think about it. Jesus won the crowds with His love and His compassion, and He wants that joy to show in our life as well. Perhaps the best way to do it is to win them over with that joy of the Lord and to love on them.
If you truly love God, you'll love your neighbor, and if you love your neighbor, he's going to see that.
Right.
And then we go back to that same word again. It's infectious.
So we look at John 13:34-35, which says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this all people will know." See, here's the people they'll know. They'll know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And then Romans 12:9 tells us that our love must be genuine. So it goes back to that genuine love that we need to have.
Right.
And then if we look at one other scripture in 1 Peter 4:8, it says, "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins."
I think that word earnestly is in there because sometimes it is hard to love.
It is hard
people.
To do that.
You have to put a lot of work into it.
That love comes from the love of God in us. As we love God, He fills us up with His love for other people, and that love is what will really win people over.